Mix 94.7 KMCH 807 on this Monday morning. The only DJ you'll ever need, Pastor Tony Eads.
That's
me. Running across from me. How are you, sir?
I'm awesome. It's a great day.
Beautiful day out there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We're getting a little colder, and yeah. We can tell that the seasons are changing. You know, that trick hip that I have, it's, you know, an early indication that the barometer is going up and down. Yeah,
it rolls over and plays dead. If you've ever seen his hip, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Jessica Pape is here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. We shut the door because it's just a sea of people out
there. Yeah, they're fighting out there.
Oh, yeah. And, it's like Macy's on Black Friday shopping.
That's exactly what I thought.
We're going to find people under the counter by the time I leave here. No, yeah.
There's always something going on here.
Yep. Well, and you guys are here because got a big doings coming up on the 20th. So coming up on this Sunday.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about it. I'll defer to you guys.
Yeah, we have our community Thanksgiving event. This is put on by some of our partners with the Delaware County Ministerial Association. I don't know, how long has this been going on, Tony? Do you know?
We kind of resurrected it when I first came here, and that was almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
And really, this is a good way just for the congregations and the community to get together and worship and be thankful. And one of the things that I love about it is that all the congregations come together because, contrary to popular belief, right, we all get along and we like each other.
Yeah.
You know, well, and when we can worship together. That's great.
Yeah, and so right now we actually have at least 9 different churches that are coming together for this throughout the whole county.
Where are you going to have this to fit that many people? Yeah.
So we are going to host it at the Stone Church.
Okay.
Yep, and one thing we really want to make sure people know is that regardless of where people attend regularly or if they even don't attend regularly anywhere, mm-hmm. this is just a great time just to get together. And, you know, I always think of with the holiday season coming up, a lot of people think about, you know, Christmas and those types of things, but this to me is just a really great way to come together and just really focus on, as a community, mm-hmm. what we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And worship, it's been a rough couple years, so I mean, you need that bit of positivity to kind of
get
through.
We need all the help and reminders that we can get.
For sure.
Especially with all of our congregations, we have a little bit of a different flavor than all the mm-hmm. pastors. And that's one of the great things about this particular service is that all the pastors or worship leaders are going to be in a kind of a panel.
Yep.
Jessica is going to be the MC for us and ask us questions. And we're going to talk about, you know, Bible verses and different things mm-hmm. of our faith and stories that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't want to hear from your own minister, you have a great opportunity to try out a new one.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a savings smorgasbord when it comes to faith,
that,
right there.
Right. It's a very holy area there for a little bit.
Although,
you know,
I will say, you know, this is the past couple of years we've done a panel like this, and what you really find is that we are way more alike than we are different, too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so kind of find that common ground. And yeah, like you mentioned, Tony, we have worship that we do together. That's probably my favorite part. You know, it's just like, who can sing? Who can play an instrument? Let's all get together, and we all kind of meld together as a band and mm-hmm. have a lot of fun that way, too.
I'm going to play the bass.
And maybe tuba.
I don't know. Heavy metal. Heavy
so
metal.
Wait a minute. So you got the worship band all put together, too?
Yep.
We do.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So just a fun way that, you know.
And
it
rocks.
I'm going to brag.
It's rocking.
Wow.
Well, we have songs that people, you know, are probably somewhat familiar with regardless of where they attend or what mm-hmm. they've heard. So mm-hmm. It's just a way for people to really feel comfortable too.
Well, and people ask me, well, why are you an organist? Because I'm Catholic. When I sit at the organ bench, I don't have to kneel all the time.
Right.
And I got bad knees, so I can just stay seated. That's why. Yeah. Same church, less movement.
I might try that out then. Yeah. Switch gears.
So this is on Sunday. What time does this all kind of get together and go down?
It starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yep, so doors will probably open around 5:30, so people can come in anytime for that. One other thing that we are doing is we'll be doing a kind of a community offering, taking up donations, and our heart behind that is just with, you know, the Ministerial Association, really what our heartbeat is just to come together and just really serve our community together. And so we'll be taking donations, and that will go towards a family in need. So we're working with parents as teachers to identify some families that we can really help support with the holiday season coming. And so once again, just a great way for all of the community to get together and rally around this one need.
Now, I know where Tony's church is. It's just a couple blocks away from us. Where is the Stone Church?
Yeah, so the Stone Church, one way that people might remember it. It used to be the old Pin Oak Clubhouse. And so it's kind of outside of town over by Pin Oak, but it's 18141 222nd Street if people want to enter it into their GPS. But yeah, head over towards Pin Oak, and it's up on the hill up there.
Which is fitting because my golf game needs a prayer. So it works out very well.
I pray
well.
Constantly. It's a very religious event every time I every time I golf.
So I need to golf with a pastor, a minister, or a priest. Might help out a little bit. Tony, what's it like to be able to have events like this in such a great community like this and keep it going for all these years?
Oh, it absolutely is one of my most favorite things of the whole year, especially that we can get together. We get together as ministerial once a month just to pray with each other and to lean on each other and share our thoughts and ideas about what's going on in our congregations. But an event like this that is open for everybody to come to and worship, hey, thumbs up for me. I love that.
Yeah.
And the more we can do that, the better. Because, man, we need it in this world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and like you mentioned before, Tony, when you said, like, you know, contrary to popular belief, like that really is exactly it. We all need to.
So free will offering when it comes to the fundraiser and the donation part of it. But otherwise, show up there probably, what, 5:45, get there early and all that stuff?
I will say we do have a church. The Presbyterian Church is bringing in some treats for everyone, too. So, you know, if that's what gets people
come
excited, come on for that. You bet.
Presbyterians are bringing treats. Lutherans are bringing coffee. Catholics are going to bring donuts. It's going to be fantastic.
Smorgasbord. So, yeah.
It's a biblical buffet.
Yeah, I like it.
And then, now you're emceeing this. Will you need the Gene Rayburn microphone? Because I will gift it to you if you need it.
Well, that sounds kind of fun.
You know, like the 18-inch telescoping mic could turn into Bible match game very quickly.
Yeah, we
need
a theme song.
Right. I enjoy it because, you know, a lot of times you get these pastors up there and they're so used to, you know, kind of being prepared for what to speak and to talk about. So I'm always thinking, like, what's the zinger that I can bring that'll really kind of throw
stump
them?
Us.
It's hard to do. Yeah.
Stump the pastor.
Stump
the
band.
We just all look at each other and then start talking about something.
Something
that we Well, that brings this up.
Yeah, it's pretty impossible.
It's funny you mentioned that because and then go right on.
Reminds
that,
me of a time when.
Right.
Well, I'm so glad you guys could start the week with us. And I want to make sure we tell everybody about this. It's in our community message board as well. Sunday, 6 o'clock, the Stone Church out by Pin Oak. Be there, be square. If you miss out, they're going to be talking about you. That's pretty much the story right there. So,
isn't that the way it goes?
They're
talking about us right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go see those guys.
I don't want to be there unless they talk about me.
Yeah.
So
right.
There's a good reason to be there.
Yep.
So.
Awesome.
Anything special Thanksgiving week coming up at First Day Evangelical we need to know about?
So we are worshiping just like we always are. We have our Wednesday evening worship service at 6 p.m. and then our weekend worship services at 8 o'clock and 10:30. And we always want people to join us for that. So.
There you go. And Jessica, about you guys over at the Stone, anything coming up special for Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, nothing too special. Kind of the same with Tony. At the Stone, we'll have our two services on Sunday. So I would say our big special thing is this community service. But yeah, otherwise every Sunday, 9 and 10:30, we're there.
And we both broadcast on KMCH.
That's right. Both right here, 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Or no,
5 o'clock. Yep.
You think I'd know. I never listen. So I'm kidding. So good to see you guys. And best of luck on Sunday, all right?
God bless everybody out there. We're glad to be here.
There you go. Pastor Tony and Jessica Pape along with us right here. It's our Bible All-Star Series right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We'll pause here. We got sports coming up.